God. Oh, Jesus, God. What the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing? Do you have any brains in your head?
Dude, I flipped that guy off for you.
I saw that, and I appreciate that. Because he didn't even look. Did you see that? And then he looked all angry that I was, like, physically in a place.
Yeah, he's like,
fuck you for being,
what
man.
Are you doing on the road, man? I've foreseen this moment, and you weren't supposed to be.
As he's darting back and forth again. Delightful.
Ow.
The only thing about French I like is that it's got the laziest way to say yes of any language I've ever encountered in my life. Because every other language, you have to put some effort into articulating some consonant, maybe. I mean, I guess you get, yeah. But I feel like you have to put a little bit more effort into the y. Because it's like, it's just like the life is exiting out of you. That guy's good. I'm just going to drive around. Good morning.
Isn't the, French way? It's just constantly make sure the life is exiting out of you.
I mean, sure.
I'm Kyle.
Kendrick.
And there's Amy, but she doesn't like to announce herself in the back.
Are we supposed to?
Yeah, you're part of this now.
There are rules.
You've become part of this. That you...
Just now.
You are the one.
Months ago.
Every time I see, a crazy as shit not taking care of backyard with, a playground in it, I'm like, some child's gonna die there.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were targeting me for a second. I was like, fuck you, God.
No, your yard is shitty, though.
It is garbage. I understand that.
Like, you could, mow it once.
Did.
No, I mean, like again.
There's no point mowing the weeds.
Like a second time. Yeah, there is. So I don't have to get touched by them when I walk over your lawn.
You never go to my backyard.
Hi, ball.
That's funny. Well, I already opened mine. I was up a little late.
Oh, yeah? How late?
I didn't get in until, 11 something. Or, no, I got in, 10 something. Last night. But then I, travel. It's not like I could just go lay down and sleep, so I was kind of winding down with the dogs.
Did you want to talk to us about your near-death experience?
I did not have a near-death experience, but I can make one up.
You were in a hospital, right? So
you
were near death, potentially.
I mean, I was.
You were literally in a close proximity to death.
Presumably. I was actually in a neighborhood where it was clear that since we weren't knifed or shot, we weren't really high on the priority list for,
Wait, what?
Hospital stuff.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, we found out a little later, because they took us to they took the guy to the nearest hospital. So I was in Indianapolis, and I'm going to keep this vague for whatever reason, but, dude.
Because people listen to
this. I don't know the details. We still know what happened exactly. We were drinking, and then this guy kind of disappeared for a little bit, and then all of a sudden the EMT show up and take him out of the bathroom, and he looks like shit. So we don't know what happened, if he dropped something he shouldn't have dropped, if he had a reaction to something.
The OD, tried to OD on cocaine.
Who knows? Everyone was suspecting that something got slipped in his drink, but that's not usually what you want out of a roofie, is to make someone collapse in the bathroom.
No, that is exactly the point of a roofie.
And get sick. He wasn't groggy or complacent, he was freaking out. Hmm. So I don't know if he, I don't know any of the details, but.
But he's going to speculate.
But suffice to say, I got to spend part of the evening in a hospital as I was going from drinking beer and eating delicious fried chicken.
Was that at the Eagle?
Yeah.
You're at the Eagle?
Yeah.
Cool.
Just dropping names. Yeah, I fucking love that place, though.
It's really good. Do you remember that place? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, so that was when, they told us what hospital, and it wasn't very far. We just took an Uber there real quick and could find a way in there. It wasn't until later we realized, the neighborhood wasn't really a very good neighborhood.
Around the Eagle?
Around where the hospital was. It was like a 5 or 10 minute.
I'm just going to keep saying the Eagle?
Eagle?
The Eagle?
Yeah. For the record, at no point did we determine or do we suspect that the Eagle was in any way complicit in any wrongdoing.
And even if they were, that chicken is so fucking good.
Worth it.
And the hot honey.
Yeah, I didn't get any of the hot honey this time.
I love honey and chicken.
I missed
you don't like that, though, Amy, do you? Honey and chicken? It's like a blasphemy.
No.
Okay.
I'll do chicken and maple syrup.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. I think the reason I liked honey is because I didn't like sauces as a kid, and I absolutely love sauces now, which is kind of weird. But I didn't think honey was a sauce. Mm-hmm. So for a long time, I would only eat chicken nuggets from McDonald's
dipped
in honey, and bananas.
Bananas dipped in honey or chicken nuggets dipped in bananas?
All of them mixed together, usually, because I was a child. But
fair enough. Well, I mean, sometimes people have their own little eccentricities about what they want their food to touch and not touch.
Yeah, that's fair.
Although, the place, the Eagle, and this is actually something I got to share with one of the guys who lives there. He hadn't had it before. It was their candied bacon.
Oh, so good. It comes in the glass?
Yeah. It's a little overpriced, but,
Their mac and cheese is pretty good,
too. Their mac and cheese is the bomb. In fact, so, when this guy, and the corn nuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which, one of the guys at the table had the smart thing to do was to take some of the corn nuts we had and pour them in the glass that the bacon was in. And pour some of the lime juice in there, and then shake it up to get the last of the sugared bacon.
Yeah,
bacon sugar on
the thing.
On
the top. Okay, cool.
I was watching him do it all industriously. I was like, hot damn.
It's like, you're a regular, aren't you?
No, he had never had any of them before.
He's just a
He'd been there before. He was just, you could see it light up in his eyes. He's like, pass it. And we've been drinking a little bit. We weren't like inarticulate, but you could just see him like put together the dots. Like, yes. And it was like, you're a genius. But yeah, as the guy was in the bathroom, we weren't really sure what was going on. We thought maybe his stomach was bugging him. He mentioned he had some kind of mild food allergy earlier in the day that gave him like a itchy throat or something, and we were wondering, oh, maybe that progressed to like bitchy bowels or something.
Sure.
So I'm like eating my sandwich, and then the EMTs come, and it's like, okay, so I'm eating my sandwich faster because this is where I was saying the thing, like, the only thing worse than getting stuck in the hospital is getting stuck in the hospital in an empty stomach.
Yeah. Right?
Like, so I'm like, I'm gonna eat this, and then like Lita comes over, like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know, let's just settle the bill, get some boxes, and then go. So I'm like, meticulously, the guy didn't touch his food at all, so I put all the stuff in boxes.
So you put his food in boxes too. It seem like you were putting your food in boxes.
No, I ate all mine.
Yeah, okay.
I scarfed the last of my sandwich, and so like I have a mouthful of sandwiches. The lady's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. And so I put the dude who, because there were four of us there, the one dude was having an episode of something, the other guy was trying to help him, and then the other guy like had started eating, but then went to go help. So I'm sitting here, and there's all of our food just sitting there. I'm like, okay, so I boxed everything up, got everyone's names on it, and then put it all in a bag, and then paid the bill, and then got an Uber with the guys and went out. So I'm, like, carrying around the food bag. Like, did you want your sandwich? No, I'm not hungry. Okay.
No, I'm in a...
Did you want your sandwich? No, I'm good.
Okay. I'm in a hospital room. Well, there you go. Kendrick's near-death experience.
Where I was just the rational calm person.
He was
like, well, there's no point in freaking out about it. I mean, it's literally...
I mean, two people are already helping.
Well, and that's what I mean is, like, I saw the EMTs coming, and I was kind of in the bathroom with the guy, because he called him himself.
Okay.
From the bathroom. And so I'm like, I just walked away. I was like, I didn't see anything. I barely know the guy. He's a remote employee from another place. And he was in AME. So it was like, I don't know the guy. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to finish my sandwich, because there's fuck all I can do to contribute to a positive sense to this, right?
You could go stand around him.
I could go
sure
be in the way of the EMTs and prevent them from doing their job, because, like, you know, they have a job, and they're trying to do their job. That is recording, right? I'm so
yeah,
I just put fresh batteries in, so.
Hey, you're good. Not like we don't have a huge backlog if it's not recording.
That's true.
And I by backlog, I mean... because it's a log that comes out of the backside of your body.
Yeah. So that was where.
He was near dead chicken. He was near dead pigs. Mm-hmm. He was in a hospital with other dead people.
Yep.
He was so close to death that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really realize it until you're close.
Well, and then the next day, one of the guys had to go visit his father in the hospital because he was getting some kind of surgery. I don't remember the details, but it was some kind of surgery. Not like, I don't think it was a huge, huge thing, but it was like, you know, anytime you have any kind of surgery, it's good to have people around in case something happens. But so he joked about how, this program experiment was not a success. Two people in the hospital, and a net negative amount of code written. So
negative.
Yeah, the prevailing theory was that the stuff we did was kind of hacky and needed to be rewritten before it was actually ready to go.
By you guys?
Well, by the team that we did the thing with. So we just picked a bad project. I don't really want to get into that.
That's fine. So I've been dicking around with this with this Habitica app for a while. I know I've been talking about it on other podcasts too, but I've really kind of been seeing an improvements in certain things. Like the one. Oh god, what the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing? Do you have any brains in your head?
Dude, I flipped that guy off for you.
I saw that, and I appreciate that. Because he didn't even look. Did you see that? And then he looked all angry that I was, like, physically in a place.
Yeah, he's like,
fuck you for being,
what
man.
What are you doing on the road, man? I've foreseen this moment, and you weren't supposed to be.
As he's darting back and forth again. Delightful. Piece of human garbage. I bet it go.
Yeah. So the thing I notice is, like, I put in there to stop chewing my fingernails. And, like, it's one of those things that I'll get hit, ding dong. So the whole app, if we haven't talked about it before, you are in this world called Habitica, and your avatar represents your character in this world, and the way you gain experience and take damage and do quests and kill monsters is by completing habit tasks, daily tasks, and to-do tasks. In real life. So one of my tasks is to not chew my fingernails, and every time I do, I will press negative, and you have to be honest with yourself, mm-hmm. because if you're not, then how are you ever going to truly develop or not develop habits? Supposedly, but...
Well, if you're not honest with yourself, fuck you. If you don't believe in yourself, then you're a fucking coward.
Yeah, and no one likes a coward rocket, okay? Every time I would chew my fingernails, I would put a minus on it, right? And every time I don't do anything because I think it's a bad habit and I'm trying to train
exactly.
it out.
You can't really...
You can have habits that are, like, positive and negative, so... Yep. I have one that's, like, stop drinking soda. And so if I drink a soda, I just put a negative and I take a ding on my health. And if I don't drink a soda, I get a plus, and it's experience and gold and all that stuff. Yeah. And I, like, actually have fingernails again, and it's weird, because I don't know how to, like, deal with that.
You actually never learned how to groom them properly?
Yeah, because I would always just chew them.
Same.
And, like, so now I have, like, these fingernails, and I'm like, at what point am I supposed to cut these for real? Like, am I supposed to become a, like, Wolverine or Black Panther, and then be like, join the Avengers?
More like Meg.
Oh, yeah.
Family Guy.
And another one I have is to, like, it's, like, read more, and one of the ones I found was the MCU challenge, so it's watch all the Marvel movies.
Wow.
And yeah, so, like, it doesn't always have to be, like, super serious stuff. You can find things that you've wanted to do, you just can't find the motivation or time to do.
Yeah.
But it turns out that every single Marvel movie up into the new ones is, like, fucking $20.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, they have not gone down in value.
No, and there's no bundles.
No.
You can't buy, like, all three of the Marvel movies that came out in 1992 for, like, $10.
You could if they're the ones from 1992.
I know.
Yeah.
But, like Iron, you couldn't get Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, and Thor for, like, a bundle. It's always, like, especially since, you know.
There was one bundle that came in a box. It was a box set, but I don't think it was cheaper. I think it was a special edition bundle.
Oh, okay.
And it came in, like, a Tesseract box.
Oh, cool.
And, like, you open it up, it had the Tesseract in it. Garion, I think, got it.
Maybe I'll ask Garion.
Yeah.
So, anybody...
It wasn't, like, a cheap bundle. It was, like, a fancy special edition, okay. $200 bundle.
Suffice to say, anybody that has all those movies, I want to sit down and watch them, so...
Yeah, I probably got most of them.
Yeah, so... we can do our own Marvel movie marathon.
I should have some time for that sometime in December.
That's the thing is, all of the other movies besides... The new ones, you're supposed to watch by the end of the year.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's kind of cool. So, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I think it's working. I've been drinking a gallon of water a day, which is another challenge, which is kind of an interesting change in your life if you've never tried it.
You'll get up more.
I pee a lot more.
Yep.
But I also am more full before I eat.
Yep.
And that's kind of cool.
So I used it, and I fell out of use before one of the trips we went on. I think it might have been Chicago.
Well, if you want back in, we're about to start another quest.
I started back up before, and I did not actually get back in. So okay. I need to, like, make a concerted mental effort to do it, and I just haven't got around to doing that.
I think the part that kind of pulls me in as someone who's, like, a gacha gamer on the phone is that I can, like, you can get random drops every time you complete a quest.
Yeah.
And so you can get little eggs, and you can turn these eggs into pets, and you can turn those pets into mounts. So there's, like, kind of a small progression system there.
When I was last using it more extensively, I started getting these bugs that kept coming up.
Huh.
And it was starting to, like... ruin the experience a little bit, and it was like, this sucks.
What kind of bugs?
Interfaces wouldn't move, so you, like, you drag it, and you'd still be on the other page, and then you'd be like, what the fuck? And then you're like, don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. No, we were talking about that yesterday. Like, something was happening. So that old 4Hammer 40K kind of Boom Beach game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Gary and I were talking about that last night, and we both stopped playing it because of minor bugs. So... Yeah. In this day and age, if you have, like, a phone app and you want it to be something that's on people's phones for longer than a week, make sure you don't have fucking bugs that make it impossible to play because people have so many options.
Yeah.
Because they will just delete it and do something else.
So for my Habitica, what I had set up was I was trying to focus on 10-minute increment things because you always have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You have 10 minutes to do something. That's you're lying to yourself if you don't, right? And that was my, like, core mindset going into it. So I had a subset of those little, not the tasks, but the to-do, the little guys, right? And it was like, clean the garage for 10 minutes. Not clean the garage to perfection where it's 100% organized and you can find anything instantly, but spend 10 minutes organizing the garage.
Yeah, that's like a good tactic to get something done in small increments. There's also like this idea of a POM. Yep. Like you do something for 25 minutes, you take a break, and then you do it again if you want
I've tried POM. I've found it doesn't work very well for me. It's too big of a time chunk.
I'm using it to start reading more.
Yeah, it's good for that. Yeah. It's good for that. But for me, for some of the tasks I needed to do, it was a little daunting. Mm-hmm.
What else did you use it for?
I was using it for exercise, so I would give myself an award for doing, like, I had obligatory exercise every day, and then I was giving myself extras for going above and beyond those things, trying to get back in better shape for HEMA stuff. And then I had one for actually studying HEMA, so, like, spend 10 minutes actually reading the book, taking notes, writing stuff down, and then another one for working on personal projects, like side projects for computer stuff, websites and Ethernet and the like. So that's just have those little like boop, boop, boop. Because my main issue I ran into is if I try and schedule stuff in a day, I'll be like, oh, I don't have time to do all the things today. My schedule's all busy. And then I don't do it. But if it's more like, hey, fucker, take 10 minutes to do this, then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's kind of why I like it is that it's like, it's up to me. And I don't have to, like, go... Amy, what do you use it for?
Painting, reading, exercising. I have one that's just stay determined, and so that's just kind of like a little boost.
So every time you're, like, not feeling it, you look at it, and you're like...
Has it got that gif of Kimmy Schmidt that I sent?
No.
You should just put that on it.
I think it's supposed to be Undertale. So it would be a... But Kimmy Schmidt would work, too. I'm sorry.
I played Undertale for like 30 minutes and
it's so good.
I kind of got bored.
It just came out on the Switch too, so that's kind of interesting to see how that will work since it's like a loading, unloading kind of like not outside the game. It does stuff in your files that I think is interesting to see on the Switch. But the thing I just unlocked last night, I got 10 and you can get classes. And the classes are sweet because some of them are like a healer, right? If you miss tasks, you don't get hurt as much. But like, and then did you get to 10? And then I picked the warrior so I can get more rewards. The rogue can sneak past dailies they don't do. The mage is more about like the technical side of the game. So I was like, meh. But you don't get them until you're level 10.
Oh, yeah. So
but it's kind of cool because, like, I don't know. It's just really interesting to me that, I don't know. It's cool. I think if you're into that kind of thing, it's worth shooting out and trying. If you want to develop good or bad habits, you can do it.
Did you not get Kate in here?
I did, yeah.
Oh, so I'm in a party by myself, but I'm in Kate's party by
myself. Yeah. Okay. So, I didn't know you were back on or I would have invited you. But anyway, we're about to, so I'll invite you. We'll get it figured out when we get inside. But,
yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. And I think it's actually working. I mean, would you say, Amy, that it's kind of functioning? Do you use it enough to know yet?
I don't know yet.
Okay. I definitely like the idea of, like, doing stuff and, like, catching up during the day and being like, okay, what have I done in this list and so clicking things.
This is where, like, the experience gets crunchy. Like, I just clicked party a bunch, and it was like, you don't have access to that. You don't have access to that. It's like, to what? I don't have one. And so it was like those little fit and finish things where I'm like,
And I think that's, like, well, I don't know. I know that this is an app built by the community, and it's very community supported and a lot of the things like that. So it's like...
And stuff gets fixed, but...
No, I agree, though. I was, like, having a rough time to get go. Because I was like, the fuck is going on here? Like, some of this stuff doesn't work, and I have to go to the website to do some of it, and I blah, blah, blah. But, yeah. I don't know. I've had worse games that I've played.
This one's making you a better human being, too.
Supposedly. Well, thanks for listening. Like, comment, subscribe, you know.
Do this stuff.
Chill off and chill out.
We love you.
Netflix and chill.
That's also a good idea.